Farmer concerns over energy and climate change legislation. Welcome and hello again, everyone, with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. Did you know that some farming practices actually soak up carbon, which is the key component of greenhouse gases? It's true, and farmers want lawmakers to take that into consideration as they work on a new energy and climate bill. Jonna Miller has more.
A new climate and energy bill called the American Clean Energy and Security Act aims to lower greenhouse gas emissions. The way it would do that has its ups and downs for the nation's farmers and ranchers.
There are provisions in this energy and climate bill that we do support, such as the renewable electric standard. However, we do have strong concerns about the cap and trade legislation and how that will negatively affect agriculture.
American Farm Bureau Energy Specialist Ann Steckel says the legislation ignores agriculture, even though many farming practices actually absorb tons of carbon.
We want to get credit for these practices. Agriculture has not specifically been taken into account, and that makes it very troubling because this bill gives a lot of latitude on how agriculture will be regulated or how the offsets will be done.
Farmers like provisions for renewable electricity because many have windmills or solar panels on their land, and for encouraging the use of tree trimmings to make renewable fuels. But those benefits could be outweighed by higher energy costs if industries pass the cost of new, cleaner equipment on to consumers.
We're not sure what it'll do to our energy costs. We're very concerned about our input costs because that's not something that we can control.
Jonna Miller, Washington.
Tennessee Farm Bureau President Lacey Upchurch says some of the components in the climate change legislation being considered will hurt Tennessee and American farmers.
I think really the agriculture stands to be a big loser in climate change legislation simply because it will increase the cost of almost all the inputs in agriculture, particularly energy. I just think farming would be a big loser in this whole climate change issue.
Hope all of you have a safe day. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.